It's time for Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Newman Catholic High School Sports is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. It's time now for Fighting Cardinal Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
And welcome to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium, which is packed to the rafters tonight as we are in WIAA D5 Regional Finals. As the Columbus Catholic team comes to play your Newman Catholic Cardinals, we got everything from the Battle of the Bands to lively pep bands to a packed house. I mean, there's no room in the parking lot, there's no room in the gym, and they're still pouring in. So we're going to take a quick 3-minute timeout. When we come back, more of our pregame show. You're listening to Newman Catholic Cardinal WIAA Regional Final Action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Barney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous, solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Barney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at barneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com. Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarrowoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Welcome back to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. I am downtown Oliveros. Pleased to be bringing you this D5 regional final WIAA boys basketball game right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. And of course on Sports Stream 2 for those listening right now. There is not a spot in the house. They're spilling out into the entryway. And we're about to hear the announcement of the starting lineups followed by the national anthem. And we're going to go take a break right now. You're listening to Action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in Wisconsin for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does not go unnoticed. This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. I am downtown Oliveros, pleased to be bringing you this D5 regional final from a raucous Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. If you lose me, the Newman Catholic pep band is probably 20 feet away, and they're ready to go. Starters for the Columbus Catholic squad, Emmett Konichke, Charlie Moore, Jacob, Grant Olson, and Lucas Cracklow. For your Newman Catholic Cardinals, being introduced right now. In the backcourt, I should say number one, Mason Prey. Jackson Fender. Connor Croc. Isaac Seidel, and then Eli Gustafson. You take a look right now. Both teams finished second in their conference. Newman Catholic still drew the number one seed in D5 because right now Marathon is playing, and they were number one seed in D4. But this is for all the marbles. Two wins away from states after tonight. Jumping center will be Gustafson and Kroklau. And I'll tell you, in the backcourt, there's going to be a height advantage for the Cardinals. There's the ball is up. And the Cardinals control the tip. Mason in the backcourt brings it up. Top of the key. Croc Basket shot from the right wing. Mason taking it away. No. This time we get the kind of whistle I've expected before, and it'll go over on a jump ball to Columbus Catholic. So sometimes they call themselves Marshfield Columbus. So we'll probably just call them Columbus and Newman. Left wing for Columbus. Moving toward the top of the key is Olsen. Trying to drive in the lane. Kicks out. Right wing offset. Moore down in the corner. Driving. Kicking out. Oh, they backed off. Three-pointer. And no good coming off the side rim was Olsen. He was wide open. Prey into the right corner. Working it to left. Driving. Kicking out left side. Top of the key now extended. Seidel. Three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Jacob. Konechki. That's Emmett. High. Kicks it right wing. Down in the low post. Oh, there should have been a call. And getting the foul is Eli Gustafson, first personal, first team. And it'll be going to the free throw line. Shooting two is Krakow. But there was a walk before that. Right in front of the ref, no call. First one, no good off the side, right side of the rim. And a referee speaking to him, because at that point, Gustafson had backed off. And I think the referee's trying to calm it down. Second one also no good, so 0 for 2 for Krakow. 16:46 left first half. Rebound comes down to Seidel. Kicks it on the right side to Prey. Prey, top of the key for Gustafson. Now Gustafson kicks it. Oh, in the lane. Pretty play. Putting down the basket was Krok from Gustafson. Left side. Just outside the paint, kicked it down the lane. 2-0 Newman, 16:19 left. Newman number one ranked. Oh, that's knocked away by Prey as Konechki tried for a three-pointer. Prey has it. He's going to drive to the hoop. Kicks it out right side. Three! No! Rebound coming down. Skyhawk! Krok! Another three. No good. Apologize for my voice. There it is. Right side. Yes. Pretty play, 12 out, Krok. And that makes it 4-0, Newman. 15:45 left. Columbus, right side, driving. Oh, loses it. Stripped. Fender. Fender gets it to Mason Prey. Top of the key, drives, kicked out. Cross court, down. Same 12-footer. Not the same result. Beautiful. Blame Gustafson. He puts it down. 6-0 Newman. They're taking a timeout. We're taking a 30 as well. 15:20 left. 6-0 Newman. You're living in Newman Catholic basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com.
And welcome back to Newman High School Gymnasium, downtown Otterboro. Pleased to be bringing you D5 regional final action right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. 15:20 left after the Columbus timeout. Newman up 6-0. And there's a thrown away pass from the right side to the left side. Konechki couldn't hold on to Jacob's pass. But, oh, it's knocked away. My correction. Prey covering the inbound. Inbounded to Grant Olsen. Olsen leaves it for Konechki just inside the half-court line. He's got Prey on him. He's going to drive. Spin move inside. Pretty play. Beautiful spin move. Puts it down, and that cuts it to 6-2 with 14:50 left. Wing right. Fender leaves it to Prey. Frey dribbles, puts it out, goes down. Oh, tried a cross-court pass. McCarty picks it up for Columbus. There's a three, and burying it. Konitsky has five. Columbus has five, and Newman has six. 14:27 left, first half. Kroc, three-pointer, Frey. Oh, air. Trying to save it and sliding into the padding was Kroc. 14:17 left, so Newman quickly gave up a two and a three after a turnover. Columbus brings it across half court. Konitsky, right side. Oh, he tries to throw it. That's going to be a kick on Newman. He tried to throw it into the low post. This is an overflow gym. No spots to sit, no spots to stand. Baseline right. Konitsky's going to inbound it. Gets it outside on the right wing to Kraklow. Top of the key extended to Jacob. Back to Konitsky. Konitsky kicks it right wing. Tries to set the pick. Switching out there nicely was Bates. Into the low post. Down off the glass. Kraklow. And that's seven unanswered points for Columbus. And they lead 7-6, 13:40 left first half. There's the top of the key. There's the three. Yeah! Just outside the three line, Zadel, and that makes it 9-7 Newman, 13:23 left. Columbus quickly tries to get it. Oh, tries to throw it down. Bates has got it. Bates, oh, he had it stolen cleanly by Olsen. Now back from Gustafson. There's another three. There's, excuse me. Seidel, top of the key, plus. Excuse me, 12-7 Newman. Trying to contain my excitement. End-to-end action here right now. So six straight points on a pair of threes for Newman. And there's a travel trying to drive from left to right. Hoffer, who came in on the last whistle. 12:43 left. Newman clearly has the height advantage here, and they've cleaned up three times underneath the boards on the offensive end. Frey brings it across. Running the weave. Kicked out. Bates back to Frey. 26 out. Frey's looking. Kicks it back to Bates. Bates drives. Gets it off the glass. No call. I would have looked for a charge there, but Bates got the break, and it's 14-7 Newman. So if that's any indication, they're going to let him play. Right side. 24 out is Jacob. Over to Moore. Trying to go down low. Konitsky, top of the key, driving in the lane. Double team. Kicked left. Olsen. Putting up the jumper. Yeah, burying it. Charlie Moore. And that ends the 8-0 Newman run. It cuts it to 14-9 Newman with 11:40 left. Frey kicks it out. Oh, thinking about a deep three was Fender from the right wing. Bates in there. Fender does take it. Off Bates with the rebound. Kicks it out to Frey. Frey with the jumper left side. Off the glass, no good. Ball knocked away cleanly from Gustafson. Nice move over the top by Kraklow. Oh, and they're going to call the block there. No basket before driving from the left side was Jacob, and he made the basket, but it's a blocking foul. So Fender picks up the personal. Two Newman team fouls thus far. No fouls on Columbus. 11:17 left in the first half. So Fender, and there's the inbounds play, left side, left wing. Now driving the lane, oh, kicking it out. Oh, thinking about the three, but hesitating was Olsen. Olsen gets it back, right wing extended, cross court. There's a three, There's a basket. Blake Jacob puts up the three. 14-12 Newman. Prey dives the lane. Draws double. Bates kicks it right. Three. Gone. Jackson Fender, and that takes it to 17-12. Both teams on the outside singeing the cords right now. 10:33 left. 17-12. Top of the key. Jacob. Three. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Those parts get any hotter, they're going to be burned up. 17-15. 10:19 left. Prey looks at it top of the key. Kicks it left wing. Down. Baseline. Berkmeyer. There it is. Bates goes up. Knocked away. No foul. No call. And it's going down the other way. Bates put it up, and he was hit while he was in the air by Cy Becker, but no call. Quick substitution. Bates goes out. So Columbus takes it up. Konitsky. Prey's waiting for him. Top of the key. Konitsky kicks it out. Right. Back left. Konitsky for three. Wait a minute. We got a whistle. And let's see. And they're going to call Prey for the foul. The three-pointer was no good. Mason Prey, first personal, third team foul. Inbounded, left side. Now Konitsky drives the baseline, kicks it right. Three-pointer, yes! Another three. Jacob, three threes, buried them all. And Newman trails 18-17, 9:38 left. Right side, Fender. Fender for the wing for the three. No good. Knocked away, and now we finally get a loose ball foul. And that's going to be on Konitsky, first personal, first team foul. Baseline left. Prey will be inbounding it. Calling for it out at the top of the key is Kroc. There's a left wing three. No, in and out, but Kroc gets it. He's looking to go down low. He spins. He puts it off the glass. Kissed it off the glass beautifully. Kroc has six. Newman has 19. They lead by one. 9-12 left. Quickly, Columbus gets it into the forecourt. Left wing, Konitsky starts to drive. Check that. Olsen, three from the top and burying it again. That's four threes for Jacob, 21-19. Newman trails by two with 8:45 left. 12 of those 21 points on threes. Now driving the lane, puts it up, and drawing the foul. Two-shot foul is Kroc. And they're getting a timeout call. 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 8:39 left in the half. Columbus 21, Newman 19. You're listening to Newman Catholic Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic High School. Downtown Olivehurst, pleased to be bringing you WIAA D5 Regional Final Action. Columbus 21, Newman 19, but going to the free throw line. Moore picks up the personal, shooting two is Connor Kroc. He's got six on three buckets. And, oh, it rolls off the side. First time for the free throw line for the Cardinals. Nobody's put a free throw down yet. And that one goes out too. Rebound comes down to Konitsky. Gets it. Check that, Jacob. Jacob got four threes. Oh, there was movement there, but they didn't call the screen. Left side, Becker. Right side now. Kicks it out to Olsen. And there goes Konitsky into the lane, and he lays it up. He's got seven, and that makes it 23-19, Columbus. Tore it outside, shooting by Blake Jacob for the Dons. Oh, look at that. No foul. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Getting stripped of the ball and hit was Kroc. No call. 23-19, 7:50 left. Fifner. There's Konitsky on the baseline. This time it doesn't go, pulling it down. And then trying to clean up the sweat. Gustafson, Prey, brings it across the forecourt. Newman trailing by four, 7:30 left. Prey for three, no good. Comes off deep to Seidel. Back to Gustafson, back to Prey. Three-pointer, no good. Coming down with it, in. Oh, yes. Hard foul there by Becker. First personal, third team foul. Going to the free throw line, shooting two, having two on the night on a basket is Eli Gustafson, the senior. Newman trails with 7:15 left, and they're having a little bit of a discussion as the officials ask for the towel. They do a little mopping up there from the action. So after a little bit of mopping up the floor, Gustafson shooting the first of two. Gustafson shoots it. Nothing but net. First made free throw. His third point of the night. Substitutions. Back in is Kraklow. 23-20. Gustafson shooting the second of two. Off the front of the rim, one for four for Newman from the free throw line, trailing 23-20. Konitsky brings it across, and now we got a traveling call on Konitsky. He was starting to pass it and took that extra step. Turnover for Columbus. And the referee is gesturing the Columbus coach away from the bench, so let's see what the problem is here. 7:07 on the clock. Newman trailing by three. And I don't know if there's some problem with the fouls. They match up with what I have. So we'll see what the problem is. I guess it's resolved. Newman will be inbounding in the backcourt. Inbounding it for the Cardinals. Seidel. Frey's bringing it across. He kicks it right wing. Fender. Gustafson, top of the key. He gets it down low. They give it back to him. Give and go off the glass. No good. Rebounding foul. Loose ball foul on Connor Kroc. First personal, fourth team foul as he pushed off, tried to get position. Konitsky brings it up for the Don. 6:50 left. And there he got a step, drives down low, covered by Prey. Quickly back out to top of the key. There it goes in the lane. Konitsky blocked cleanly by Gustafson. Prey brings it in, pushing it down. Kloss, three-pointer, good! Seidel has his third three. That makes it 23 apiece. Konitsky brings it across, 6:18 left. Both teams, although Columbus almost perfect from the outside, picking up three threes is Seidel and four threes is Jacob. Down, knocked away by Gustafson. Gets it on the left side. Seidel for three. Goodbye! Seidel with four threes. It's 26-23. 5:50 left in the first half. Kaninsky. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim. No good. That one was by Jacob. He finally missed one. Seidel with four threes. He gets it picked. Goes into the backcourt to pick it up. Jacob playing tenacious defense for Columbus. Oh, trying to throw it down low and off the back of Krachlau. Turnover for Newman. Newman leads by three. 5:17 left. Trip to sectionals next week on the line. Knocked away. Coming back with it there. On the right side is Moore. Down in the corner. Three. No good. Oh, going up and elevating to bring it down was Kroc. There goes Prey. No. Prey gets hit. No call. Going up with it. On the rebound was Kroc. He gets hit. Then we get the call. It'll be the fourth team foul. Let's see who it's on. And that will be Becker. I have it for his second. They've got Becker for three. Something's a little bit different here. First one, yeah. Burying it is Connor Kroc. He's got seven, 1 for 3 from the line now. So Becker's got three of the five team fouls. Second one down as well. So Newman now 3 for 6 from the line and up 28-23, 4:48 left in the half. Downtown Oliveira is pleased to be bringing you Newman Catholic Cardinal Regional Final D5 Boys Basketball. Knocked away on the baseline by Gustafson right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Kaninsky will be inbounding at baseline right. Gets it in outside the right wing to Krachlau. Top of the key, and there's a whistle, and they're calling an offensive foul. Let's see who's it on. No, they're calling a check. That's on Prey. His second team fifth. He started to signal offensive foul, which made no sense because Columbus had the ball. Kaninsky drives the baseline, tries to put it up back. Gustafson cleans it up top. Clean. Kaninsky hits the floor, but it's out of bounds. Columbus maintains possession. Olsen, left wing. Kaninsky for three. Hits it. That breaks the drought. Kaninsky has 10. Jacob has 12. And two each for Moore and Krachlau. Newman up 28-26. There's a three left side. No good. Rebound coming down with it. Stays here in front of us. Seidel. And baseline right. Check that. Baseline left. Prey's going to inbound it. Kroc was holding his spot for him. Out to Kroc. Cross-court pass knocked away by Moore. 4:04 left on the clock. Newman leads 28-26. Trip to sectionals on the line tonight. Inbounds play. Left side. Seidel. Three from the left corner, no good. And boxed out nicely. Gustafson couldn't get to it. Krachlau knocks it away. Kaninsky brings it up. 3:50 left. Kaninsky drives the lane, tries to put it up and draws the foul. And I think that's going to be on Fender, and that'll be his second. Let's see. Yep, that's going to be Fender's second, team sixth, and going to the line to shoot two. Is Emmett Kaninsky. He's got 2 threes, 2 twos. Only the second trip to the free throw line for Columbus tonight. Puts up the first, nothing but net. That cuts it to 28-27. Puts up the second, makes it as well. 2 for 4 from the free throw line for Columbus. Tied at 28, 3:40 left in the first half. Bringing the ball up right now is Seidel. Driving, oh, he stops and pulls it up, and no good. He had an open look with Kroc. 3:27 left. Both teams expending a lot of energy here. Long benches, but not in this game. Konitsky tries to go again and draws the foul. He's cutting from right to left and trying to put it over his shoulder. And let's see who that foul is on. And shooting two is Konitsky, waiting to see who the foul is on. Konitsky gets the roll, 29-28. So I'm not sure who that foul was on for Newman. And Konitsky makes them both. It's now 30-28. And there's Kroc tries to drive across the lane. Steps out. Newman slows it down. 3 minutes left. They called Seidel at the foul. There's one. And there's a three for Prey from the right wing. First points of the night, 31-30 Newman. 2:45 left in the half. Konitsky brings it up. Starts to drive. Drives left again. Comes inside. Misses everything. But picking it up on the far side of the board was Kroclaw. He wasn't boxed out. 32-31. Columbus. 2:23 left. Wing left. Seidel. Seidel kicks it over. Kroc in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Gustafson. Bodies collided, no call. Olsen gets hurt. Oh, my. Olsen put it up out of the basket. Prey comes up with it. Prey drives into the corner to Seidel. Down, Kroc. Kroc starts to go in low. Spins, puts it up, and draws the foul from the trailing official. Sixth foul. Newman has seven, so it's one-on-one, but going to the free throw line, shooting two with a minute 49 left. Connor Kroc makes the first. That ties it. He's 3 for 5 from the line, 9 points here in the first half. Minute 49 left. Puts it up the second, and there it is. 4 for 6 from the line, 4 straight. 33-32, minute 45 left in the half. Columbus brings it across. Konitsky, wing right. Down in the corner right to Olsen. Jacob swings left. Left wing, Olsen. Konitsky gets it back. Minute 25 left. Newman leads by one, 33-32. Driving, oh, he starts to pull up, slides, nothing, off the boards, pulling down the rebound, too far out, he wasn't down in the block with Kroclaw, and bringing it down is Prey. Minute 8 left, there's Prey for 3, no, pulling it down is Kroc. Kroc goes up, and now we get the offensive foul call. Kroc turns around, and Olsen's right there, and Olsen draws the foul. Check that, Jacob draws the foul. So Kroc, second personal, 18 foul. Kroc goes out, Bates comes back in. Inbounds, Konitsky takes it a little bit off the chin from Kroclaw. 55 seconds left, Newman up by one. Konitsky takes it down low, no good. Off the glass, picking it up. There is Gustafson. And then we've got a whistle. And Konitsky's going to get called for the second personal, seventh team foul, coming up in the defender. puts up the first and makes it. Check that. Trey's now got 4 points. 18 fouls on Columbus, 7 on Newman. Newman up by 2, 34-32. Make it 3. So Newman is now 7 for 10 from the line. Newman up by 3, 35-32. 39 seconds left in the half. Bringing it across the middle as Jacob has been quiet since those 4 threes and almost losing it, and then over and back, having lost it, was Olsen. And he tried to throw it over, but it was quickly brought out. Matt Konitsky's coming in for Emmett Konitsky. 32 seconds left. Wanted to make sure that he doesn't pick up 3 as well. Becker has 3 and on the bench for Columbus. 32 seconds left. Newman up 35-32. Prey brings it across the 10-second line. He's content to dribble it away, and I think Newman may well play for the last shot. And standing well back from him is Olsen. 15 seconds left. Prey's watching the clock, gesturing to Gustafson to come up high. Setting the screen is Bates. Double screen. Prey, he's going to drive. Puts it up. No good. Putting it back. Gustafson. Hello, Federal. And that's it for the half. Gustafson as the buzzer sounds. And it's 37-32. Newman at the half. We're going to take 3. You're listening to Newman Catholic Cardinal Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarylwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous, solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun fun isn't in the snow. Maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Pleased to be bringing you this barn burner. At the half, Newman up 37-32. Let's take a quick look at the stats. Kaninsky for Columbus, a pair of twos, a pair of threes, and four for four from the free throw line. A two-point basket for Moore. Blake Jacob. They shut him down, but four threes and four attempts. He has 12, and Lucas Kraklow, a pair of baskets, 0 for 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. So five twos and six threes and four for six from the line for Columbus Catholic for your Newman Catholic Cardinals. Mason Prey with a three and 2 for 2 from the line. He's got five. Bates has a bucket, a three-pointer for Fender. Connor Kroc, three twos, 4 for 6 from the free throw line for 10. Isaac Seidel matching Jacob, four threes. And Eli Gustafson, who's been doing the business on the boards, two buckets, 1 for 2 from the line for 5 points. So for Newman, it's 6 twos, 6 threes, 7 for 10 from the line. Stratford Marathon 26 all at the half with our very own Chad Holmes bringing you that broadcast. But we're pleased to have you listening to us right here on Beaufort Radio 98.9, Sports Stream 2, and a host of other places. So right now it's been going back and forth action. Newman Catholic jumped out to a 6-0 lead, then 8 unanswered points for Columbus, then Newman with 8 unanswered points, and since then it's been going back and forth. More seesaw action than a kindergarten playground. But the key right now is going to be a little bit of the foul trouble. Prey has 2, Fender has 2, Kroc has 2. There were 8 fouls on Newman in the first half, and 8 also for 7, excuse me, for Columbus, but 3 for Cy Becker, who wasn't in the starting lineup, 2 for Kaninsky, Emmett that is, and 1 each for Moore and Kraklow. So Newman, with 3 players with 2, they'll need to be watching out as we go into the second half action. Again, the winner tonight goes to sectionals next week. The action, of course, here on Beaufort Radio 98.9. Depending on who wins tonight will depend on who's doing which game. Pleased to be standing in for Tom Weaver tonight. And I'll tell you, it's been a long time since I see a high school gym packed like this. There's no room. I'll tell you, I see one young lady up there and dancing, and she's got more room than any other adult in the whole place, and she's only about 4 years old. We're going to take another two-minute break. At the half, D5 regional finals. Newman Catholic at home leading Columbus Catholic 37-32. Back in two, you're listening to Newman Catholic boys playoff basketball on Beaufort Radio 98.9.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And welcome back to Doom and Catholic High School Gymnasium, downtown Olivebrook. Pleased to be bringing you D5 Regional Finals. 30 seconds till the start of the second half. Newman up 37-32, but I'll tell you, it's been a seesaw game. And the outside shooting at the beginning, we're fortunate to have nets left. It was so hot. The key will be continuing that outside shooting. Right now I'm watching Seidel down at the far end. Newman Catholic was coming toward us. They're good. Bench is at the far end, so second half always action going towards your end. And out there right now, let's see who the starters are going to be. Looks like the same starters as the first half. And inbounding at half court will be the Cardinals. Prey is out there. Seidel is out there. It's the same starting unit from the first half. Inbound and Praise brings it across 10-second line. Kicks it out deep right. Fender, oh, Croc's going to take the three. Oh, off the front of the rim. He was left wide open, and he went ahead and did it. Right in front of us right now is Jacob. Gets it out. Konitsky. Covered by Kroc. Konitsky starts to drive. Pulls up. Spin move. Basket. Kroc made sure he didn't pick up the foul, having two. And that makes it 37-34 Newman. 17-20 left in regulation. And I say that advisedly tonight. Right wing Fender down to Kroc in the block. Puts it up. No call. No good. And losing it right in front of the bench despite a couple players trying to kick it in with Seidel. So Konitsky will inbound it to Moore. But Kroc made contact, was there, and again, no call. In the forecourt, Konitsky on the weave, picks it up wing right, gets it out, trying to drive across the lane, turn, spin, three-pointer, well, off the rim, rebound, back, in, up, no good. Rebound, Kroc cleans house. Couple plays there in the lane by Kroclaw. Couldn't put it down. Prey, right wing, Fender. Fender to Gustafson, left wing, Prey. 37-34, 16-34 left. Prey's got a step, kicks it back. Three on the way, no good. Gustafson cleans. Prey steps. He got one there. And there's a three for Bray, and that makes it 40-34. He took a couple of steps pivoting there while getting his hand on the ball. I was looking for a travel. They didn't get it. Croc. Oh, there's a push with a hand. No call. Kaditsky, Olsen for three. Croc cleans house with the block up top. Good clean block. But Olsen, I'll tell you, Olsen's given away a good 6 inches there. Check that, Jacob. Jacob was clean. Croc's covering him. Inbounds right wing side, Croc Lau. Looking there is Olsen. Gets it to Konitsky. Konitsky starts to drive, pulls away. Gets it to Olsen. Check that, Jacob on the left side, 13 and 15. Moore gets it. Moore kicks it out outside, right to Olsen. Olsen to Konitsky. Konitsky covered by Prey. Gets shut off. There's going to be a baseline drive. Turning, kicks it out. Giving up the three was Cracklow. Now there's Olsen. 15:25 left. Overplaying his Prey. Almost steals it. Konitsky goes up and puts it down. Beautiful body work there. Konitsky's got 18 now, 4.5. 40-36. Newman. 15:05 left. Gustafson, top of the key. Wing left of Bray. Offset right. Croc down low. Kicked out. Back and forth. Kicked back to Croc. He's going to go home. Puts it down. Bodies fall. No calls. Croc gets the bucket. That makes it 42-36. Trying to overplay there. And there's the three on the right side. No good. Comes to the basket. Knocked back in. Oh, my goodness gracious. Finally, they call the foul on Fender after he got hacked across the arm by Moore. And that's going to be his third personal first team. Cross the arm, no call, bump call. Bender's trying to pray right there in the lane. Moore, corner, Konitsky, Moore. Around, Jacob back, baseline right, basket. A lot of ball movement, and there's a basket for Cracklow. He's got six. And that cuts it to 42-38, Newman, 14 minutes left. They're driving, shut off on the left side was Seidel. Praise gets to a three count, kicks it underneath and knocked away by Konitsky. Trying to cut to the basket was Croc, and Konitsky did a beautiful job. Clean knocking it out of bounds. Prey baseline right. Inbounds it. Gets it out to Gustafson. Wing right. Croc, top of the key extended. Left side. Fender. Seidel. Fender, left wing. Kicks it back, top of the key, Gustafson. There's a three, in, out. That three from Seidel from about 24 out. 42-38, Newman's up by four, 13-17 left. Wing right, Moore. Jacob. Jacob just drives, kicks it left wing. Olsen dribbles right, gets it to Konitsky. Konitsky with a long three, in and out. Gustafson takes care of business under the boards. Gets it on the right wing, side to Seidel. Seidel, triple team, back to Croc. Left wing, Mason takes it. Thinks about the three, but he's got Olsen with a hand in his face. Prey starts to drive, kicks it back. Seidel, Croc. Prey, about 26 out, down in the low block. And then now they call the offensive foul as he's moving. And I understand Gustafson. That's his second personal. He's moving, the defender's moving, and he gets the offensive foul. 42-38, 12:23 left. Bates is getting ready to check in. Gustafson's got two team fouls now. 42-38, knocked away by Kroc on the pass by Jacob. Prey brings it across the 10-second line. 12:01 left in the ball game, or at least in regulation. Wing left, Fender gets it back to Seidel. Ring white, Kroc. Mason for two. Prey puts it down. He's got 5.5, 10 in the game. 44-38, Newman. Wing right, Moore gets it down 12 feet out. Was Kroclaw. He gets it out to Konitsky. Konitsky's got Kroc on him. Konitsky cuts left. Olsen thinks about it, then swings it out to Moore. Moore starts to drive. He's going to drive, kick it back to Olsen. Jacob gets it outside. Konitsky gets Kroc up in the air, goes in, drives the lane, puts it down. He's got 6.5, 20 in the game. That cuts it to 44-40, Newman. 11:04 left. Very few people on the student side are sitting down. The different picture on the adult side. Right wing, Gustafson to Prey to Kroc. Back, Kroc puts up the three, and he misses it again. He has not had a successful three yet, but he's still got 12 points in the game. 10:38 left, Konitsky goes, gets it out. Three-pointer, no good. Nobody underneath. And taking it up and taking a 30-second timeout are the Cardinals. 10:29 left, 44-40 Newman. Back in 30, you're listening to Newman Cardinal boys basketball playoff action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium, downtown Olliverville. Pleased to be bringing you D5 Regional Final Action. Newman Catholic up 44-40, 10:29 left in regulation. Inbounding it into the backcourt was Seidel. Prey brings it across. Gustafson, top of the key. Prey left wing. Kicks it right wing. Quick corner. And there's a three. Off the front of the rim was Fender. Coming down with it is Konitsky. Konitsky. Kroc is out now. So Prey is on Konitsky. Point on point. Olsen. Konitsky right corner. Prey. Konitsky drives the baseline. Knocked away and then knocked back. And there's going to be a three by Konitsky. And he buries it. He's got 23 in the game. And that cuts it to 44-43 Newman. 9:43 left in regulation. Konitsky had an open three. He took it and drained it. Prey left wing, 26 out, gets inside, shoots two, makes it. Prey has now got 12 in the game, 46-43 Newman, 9:23 left. Konitsky drives, gets shut off by Prey. Left wing starting to dribble, and now they're going to call a blocking foul on Bates. His first personal third team foul. And inbounding in front of the Columbus bench will be Konitsky. No fouls yet in the second half on Columbus. Inbounds Olsen out near midcourt. Konitsky tries to break the traffic jam. Prey's following him. Olsen steps back. Gets it to Jacob. Jacob starts to drive, cut off right wing, back to Olsen. Olsen can, or there's a beautiful block. Clean block by Bates and going into the wall of his own momentum. was Jacob. And Gustafson is having a word with the referee. Lots of activity and not many calls. Everybody's trying to scrape off on the inbounds. And now they're going to call an offensive foul, and let's see who it's on. And they're going to call the offensive foul on Moore. That's his second personal first team foul of the second half with 8:52 left. 46-43 Newman, inbounding it from the baseline. Is Seidel. Marathon's up 43-30 with 9 minutes left. 46-43 here. Wing right. Missed on the basket there. Rebound. Quickly into the forecourt. Konitsky. Check that. Olsen left wing. Trying to get it down low. Konitsky double teamed. Gets it out. And then there's a timeout called. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take 60 as well. 8:11 left in regulation. Newman 46. Columbus 43. You're listening to Bull. Newman Catholic Boys Basketball Regional Final Action on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
High school sports don't just happen. There's a ton of work that goes into every single athletic event.
And we have our school's athletic director to thank for a lot of it. Thank you.
For scheduling officials, so I can always play the game I love.
For ordering quality athletic equipment, so I can stay safe on the field.
For mentoring my coaches, so they can be the best role models for me.
For coordinating transportation, so I can get focused for the big game.
For helping us develop character and learn lessons that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
Thank you to our AD for always creating a positive experience for us. We'll never forget it.
From all of us at the NIAAA, thank you to every athletic administrator in Wisconsin for all you do to enrich the lives of your students. It does.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back to Newman Catholic High School Gym. Out of the timeout, 8 minutes left. Cardinals up 46-43. Columbus has it in the forecourt, right wing. And Konitsky loses it right in front of our broadcast. Mason Frey will be inbounding it to Seidel. 7:53 left. Newman up by three. Konitsky unforced error there. But I'm surprised with all the effort they're putting out that they don't have more slips of the ball. Gustafson, top of the key. Kroc, three-pointer right wing, carrying it. Fender, he's got two threes and six. Three in the second half. Newman now up 49-43. Konitsky gets the ball from Olsen, wing left. Gets it to Jacob. Jacob's been quiet since those four threes. Crocs on Jacob now. 7:15 left. Wing right, Moore. Olsen. A lot of traffic down low. Fighting through screens. Konitsky's got the open three. Misses it. Coming down with the rebound. Prey. I'll tell you right now, the Dons are not getting anybody underneath. When those threes go up, there are three Newman Catholic players there and nobody in blue. 6:45 left. Newman up by 6, 49-43. Prey in front of the Newman bench. Gets it to Gustafson, top of the key. Left wing, open three. No good. Konitsky comes down. Fender missed it. Konitsky with the rebound. And an open left side, Olsen. But after that hot shooting in the first half, not so much. And now we got another offensive foul. And this is going to be on the screen. I think it's going to be 22. Getting it. That's going to be Krakow. Second team foul Second personal. Checking in quickly for the Columbus is Becker. So he's been out since the first half with three fouls. Inbounding it to Prey from Seidel. 6:20 left. Newman up by six. Gustafson down to the block left side. Kroc, top of the key. Prey shoots a three from behind. Seidel buries it. Kroc set the screen. He puts it down. 52-43. Newman up by nine. 15 for Prey. Newman starting to take it away. Oh. Oh, my goodness gracious me. With all the bodies flying, and we get a small bump and a call. So that's going to be the fourth team foul. Going to cut across the lane, trying to put it up. And now let's see who they're going to call one on. No, they're just saying it's knocked out of bounds. Five on Newman for team fouls. And now Fender picks up his fourth, and going to the free throw line shooting two is Moore. And he makes the first. Moore now has 3 points. And there's the second. And there's another timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it here. 5:48 left in regulation. 52-45. Newman is up. Second half, 10 points for Prey, 3 for Fender, and 2 for Kroc. So Newman is up by 7, 5:48 left, but Fender has picked up his fourth foul. And again, 5 on Newman and only 2 fouls on Columbus. The refs are calling some light fouls and letting a lot of the action go. So I know that the Newman Catholic Cardinals are a little frustrated. So we'll see how this last 5:48 plays out for Fender. He's got 4. 3 for Becker, who spent all of the second half on the bench. And now Columbus goes to full court press. Prey gets the inbounds, quickly gets past Jacob into the forecourt, kicks it out, left wing, goes for three, buries it. 9 on 3 threes, it's 55-45 Newman. 5:33 left. Prey drew the traffic, threw it cross court. Right in front of us, going inside, Konitsky. Passes it out, quick across. Quickly back forth, left side. Konitsky for three. No good. Rebound comes down again. This is Seidel. He throws it ahead to Prey. Prey puts it off the glass and down. Prey has 12 in the second half, 17 in the game. Newman up by 12, 57-45, 5 minutes left. Newman taking charge here. Another foul called. Let's see where this one is. The two officials conferring as to far as who's going to get assigned to it. So there was a foul called, and then the coach was admonished. So let's see what we got here. And I guess we got a timeout. We're going to take one as well. 4:57 left. 57-45. Newman leads Columbus. And that's going to be a foul on Seidel. So we'll keep it here with 4:57 left. That's 6 on Newman. So from here on, it is a situation where there's going to probably be a lot of trips to the charity strip. So it's a full timeout. We're keeping it here while they get the foul situation straightened out. So Newman has 16 fouls, 1-1 the rest of the way, and only 2 on Columbus. So Seidel is still in there. Fender is still in there. Kroc is in there. Prey and Gustafson. Kroclaw. And inbounds. There's it off the glass. Beautiful inbounds play and putting it off the glass. With 8 points now is Kroclaw. And down at the other end, we got a call. Prey was putting up the three, and let's see the fall is on. And that's going to be the third team foul, and that's going to be on Jacob, his first personal. So 4:47 left, Newman up 57-47, up by 10. Prey inbounds near midcourt, gets it to Kroc, back to Prey. 4:45 left. Left wing defender. Fender starts to drive. Kicks it to Kroc. Kroc to Prey. Prey back to Kroc. Back to Gustafson. Left wing. Seidel. Underneath Gustafson. Oh, he gets it into Prey. Baseline pass. Prey puts it down. 14 for Prey in the half. 19 in the game. 58-47. I think they made a mistake there. It was 57. It should be 2. So we'll have to see what happened there on the scoreboard. Newman up by 11. Body goes down. That's Jacob. Overplaying Seidel there. Goes inside. Kicks it out. Three-pointer off the rim. Coming down with it. That three-pointer was from Moore and getting it in the backcourt. On the rebound is Seidel. 3:40 left. I've got 59-47. There it is. Kroc has it. And now they're calling the fouls very tight. And that's going to be on Jacob. Second personal, fourth team foul. Kroc will inbound it near side, just inside half court. Into Prey in the backcourt. 3-3-3 on the clock. Newman up by 12, 59-47. Playing bump and run now. Olsen gave quite a jolt there to Prey. Head flew back a little with the forearm and the chest. 6 team fouls for Newman, 5 for Columbus. In the backcourt, now getting another one is Kaninsky. That's his third. And that's going to take it to 6 apiece. So one-on-one the rest of the way. So Kaninsky gets his first, 2 quick fouls. Aggressive play throughout. Inbounds into the backcourt from Fender to Seidel. Kaninsky's waiting for him. 3:18 left. Newman up by 12. Seidel gets it to Prey. Prey, top of the key. Gets it back to Seidel. Seidel starts to drive, steps back. Newman in no hurry. Doesn't go for the shot, and there's driving around, and that's going to be on Moore, his third personal, 7th team foul. So very quickly going to 1-1 and going to the free throw line. It's Fender. He's got 3 threes on the night. 3 in the first, 6 in the second. He's shooting 1-1. Puts it up, puts it down. He's got 10. That makes it 60-47. 2:59 left. Puts up the second. And up, up, and no good, but now we got a loose ball foul. And they're going to call that one. Let's see, it's going to be the 7th, I think, on Newman. Let's see who's going to pick it up. So it's going to be 1-1. And that's going to be the fourth on Gustafson with 2:59 left, shooting 1-1. Krakow, he's got four buckets, 0-for-2 from the line in the first half. Down by 13, Newman waits, and he puts the first one down. 3-for-3 from the free throw line, second half. Going out is Moore, and coming in is Mac Konitsky. So you've got two Konitskys out there. Mac's got the heavy brace on that right knee. There's the second one also down. That cuts it to 60-49, 2:59 left. Full court, and yep, this is going to be the foul parade now. Picking up his third and the eighth team foul is Jacob, and going to the free throw line shooting 1-1. With four threes in the first half, it'll be Seidel. And very quickly, Matt Konitsky goes out, and Charlie Moore comes back in. So at the free throw line, Isaac Seidel, four threes in the first half, 12 in the game. Make it 13. Three for three from the free throw line, second half. Newman, make it 4-for-4, and that takes it up to 62-49 with 2:56 left. Konitsky, Emmett brings it across, starts to drive, goes the route, puts it down. He's got 11 in the second half, 25 in the game. Full court press. And again, now they start calling it tight. Jacob picks up his fourth, team ninth, shooting 1-1 will be Mason Prey. Prey had 5 in the first half, 14 in the second, shooting 1-1, 62-51. Puts it up, no good. Comes down to Olsen. Olsen quickly across. Check that. Olsen to Jacob. Konitsky puts up the three. No good. Gustafson gets it down. Kroc gets it back in the backcourt. 2:25 left. Oh, it's way ahead to Prey. Prey puts it down. He drives it. I'll tell you, he debated about putting it in and slamming it home. Now quickly down the other end. No good on the three-pointer was Moore. 2:08 left, and a timeout is called. And we'll keep it here. So it was 37-32 at the half. Newman now up by 13. 17 fouls on Newman, 8 on Columbus, so it's 1-1 till the 10th foul. 2:07 left, Newman up by 13. But the second half has belonged to Mason Prey and Fender. Between the two of them, 24 of the 28 points. So we'll do our final totals a little later. So Fender missed the second. So Fender's got 7, 2 for Kroc, 2 for Seidel, and 16 points for Mason Prey on 5 twos and 2 threes. That's the difference. 2:07 left. 13-point lead for the Cardinals. The winner moves on to sectionals next week and 2 wins away from a trip to states. Both teams finished second in their conference, but Newman tonight bringing it on in the second half. And earlier from Chad Holmes, we saw that Marathon was up 43-30 with 9 minutes left. Inbound in Kroc, quickly gets it into Prey. Prey gets it hit in the mouth by Konitsky. That's going to be the ninth team foul, I believe. Let's see if that's ninth or tenth. That's 4 on Konitsky. Now let's see. I already had him at 9. And they're still saying 9 fouls. And he makes the first regardless. So Prey now has 17 and a half. First from the free throw line. Newman is 4 for 5 from the line. Prey shooting the second. Puts it down, and that makes it now 66-51. Newman pulling away with 2:03 left. Konitsky starts to drive. Prey's covering him tight. Konitsky goes in, puts it up. No good. Air ball. Mason Prey comes down with it. Konitsky tries to slap it away from behind. That's going to be his fifth. Prey's fifth. He goes out, and Mac Prey comes in. 10 fouls, so this means that Mason Prey will be at the line shooting 2. He has 18 points in the second half, 23 in the game. Puts up the first. He makes it. He makes this one. He'll have 20 in the second half of the 31 points. Makes the second. I got it at 69 now. So I think they, again, missed a point there, but regardless, 68-51 on the scoreboard, driving the lane. And then there's a two-pointer, and then there's a timeout. So I'm going back to check my scoring. I've got 20. I've got 68. All right, I've got the correct numbers here. 20 in the second half for Prey, 7 for Fender, 2 each for Kroc and Seidel. And 7 for 8 from the free throw line in the second half for the Cardinals. 11 for Konitsky Emmett, who just fouled out. 2 for Charlie Moore, 2 for Jacob, and 6 for Crocklow. And then the free throws, 4 for 4 in the second half. So we'll go over all the totals in our postgame show. But right now, Newman is up with 1:40 left by 15. They were up 37-32 at the half. Have pulled away here toward the end. Kroc will be inbounding it. 1:40 left. Full court press. Kroc inbounds it. Trying to get it across, and then picking up the foul again, and that'll be his fifth, is Blake Jacob, the 11th team foul. Official smiling at Crocklow. Okay, that's only 4 on Jacob, so that's where my extra foul came in. I apologize. But that is the 11th. Now they are saying 5. I did have it right. Okay. And going out with 5 is Blake Jacob, 14 points on the night. Putting up the first and drowning it. 3 for 3 from the line in the second half, 15 points. Isaac Seidel shooting one more, 69-53. I think they missed one there again. There it is. And he makes the next one. So Newman, 9 for 10 free throw shooting, 7 for 10 in the first half, 16 for 20. Pretty good. There's a 3. No good. Comes down to Mac Konitsky. Mac puts up another one. No good. Bodies flying. Kroc gets it down with 1:20 left. It's 70-53. Newman in the backcourt taking the foul. Final Marathon 59-43. They pulled away as well. They will be playing next week. And let's see who the foul is on there. It'll be a 2-shot foul, and that's on Grant Olson. That's his second. 12th team foul, and missing one was Prey. He's got 20 in the second half, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Checking in now is Isaac Mavritz for Columbus, shooting the second and putting it down 21 for Prey, 5 for 7 from the line. 5 twos and 2 threes. He goes out to a standing ovation. In right now is Bates. Minute 15 left. Newman up by 18, 71-53. So next week, sectional semifinals, the Cardinals and the Red Raiders both aired here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9. Down low, turning it around, putting it up, no good. Cleaning up house is Gustafson, and now we got another foul. I think this is in the backcourt. And that'll be the fourth on Cy Becker. I've got that as 13th team foul. There's nothing beyond double bonus. So going to the line, shooting all Newman Catholic Cardinals in the backcourt now. Putting it up is Seidel, and he misses the first. So he's 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Now everybody goes in to give him the pep talk. Checking in now, Alex Edwards, as this one's no longer in doubt with 52.1 seconds left. And he buries the second one. So 17 points for Seidel, 5 for 6 in the free throw line. A little bit of bench clearing here for the Dons, and throwing it away is Matt Konitsky. He threw it on the left side and unable to bring it down was Becker. Some of the seniors, this is a tough night. Two more substitutions here. 38.7 seconds left. Bench cleared now for Columbus Catholic. 30 seconds left. Just bringing it across. Nobody's doing much of anything right now. And now they're taking a timeout. Newman Catholic is, and this is the time when some of these seniors who, depending on how the seedings go, may be playing their last home game. And so we'll keep it here right now. It's 72-53, 19-point lead. Newman was up 37-32. Gustafson goes out to Smiles. Kroc is out there. Seidel checking in now. Owen Sullivan. They get it to Sullivan. Oh, he takes about a three from downtown, and Kroc gives him a pat on the back downside. Now the Newman bench is wanting the fans to found out. Kroc gets it, holds onto it like it's a football. And that's it. 72-53. Newman wins, moves on to sectionals. We'll be back in three with our post-game show. You're listening to Newman Catholic D5 Regional Final Action on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarylwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
And back to Newman Catholic High School Gymnasium. I am downtown Otterboro. Pleased to be giving you the post-game statistics for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, who won 72-53 with 21 points in the second half, 26 overall. Mason Prey, Fender was 7 in the second half, 10 for the game. Croc, 2 in the second half, 12 for the game. Seidel, 5 for 6 from the line, 17 for the game, and Eli Gustafson, 5. The Newman Catholic Cardinals, I'll tell you, they did the job. Shot 11 for 14 from the free throw line in the second half. 6 buckets, 4 threes, 35 points, 14-point edge in the second half. And they will go on to play next week in the sectional finals. Remember to check out Bow Falls Radio .com for the times and places of the game. Again, I appreciate Tim Neumeyer, who always makes me sound better than I am, from Newman Catholic High School. The final score again, Newman Catholic 72, Columbus Catholic 53. You've been listening to Newman Catholic Cardinal WIAA D5 regional final playoff action on Bow Falls Radio 98.9.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Newman Catholic Sports is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Cardinals, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.